On Monday, August 8th, Tall Can Audio hits 1,000 episodes.
Wait, that's still on? Who could possibly still care?
And the gang is all here to celebrate.
It's euphoric. It's got to be close to nirvana. It's outstanding.
For the first time ever, Maddie, Michaela, Rob, and Matt are all live in studio together.
It's happening, you guys! It's happening! Oh, my God, guys! Oh, my God! I wish you all were here!
Is this likely to go well?
Just check my notes here. No!
At least it will make a lot of noise.
Boom. Here comes the boom.
1,000 pods and 1,000 pints.
I don't think I've ever been as proud in my entire life.
TCA 1000 drops Monday, August 8th, wherever you find low-quality podcasts.
Fuck, it's out of control. Shit.
Hey, what's up?
You know, man, same old, little this, little that, whole big he'd been helping a sweet fuck all.
You think I could get away? You think I could? You think I have enough pull, enough societal influence?
Nope.
Yeah, before we even know what this is, that's a big old no. To bring back House Tricks. I kind of liked that.
Where are you getting it from?
I don't know, like an old 50s detective movie I saw on the weekend.
Or like Silly like Rabbit. Tracy Silly Rabbit, Tricks for Kids,
no.
That kind of thing?
I never got into like the really like fruity cereals and your say, Lucky even... Charms and your tricks. I know what you're trying to do. I'm just going to talk over you. It saves me editing you out later.
Yeah, all right. It's much less work if I just do this show alone. Alone.
Were you into that kind of shit? Did you even have that way back in the 60s when you were?
No. You know, my parents never let me have any good cereal, right? So we had a steady diet of Shreddies.
Yeah, okay. We had Shreddies. Usually with sugar, though.
No. So, okay, yeah, we put cereal on it. I mean, sugar on it.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Shreddies, not mini wheats, but...
Wheat Thins?
No. The ones that came in the big bales, honestly. There was like three bales in a sleeve. Shredded wheat.
Shredded wheat. Yeah,
so
no, we know.
Shreddies, shredded wheat, and then occasionally, and the kids would go crazy for the Quaker Harvest Crunch granola. Oh, come on, man.
It was right there, man. Crazy for Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, no. Well, that was
probably
so,
wasn't a thing yet.
So that's it, man. That's what we got.
Yeah, well, every night, like, we were a big Honey Nut Cheerio family as kids.
Okay, see, when I was a kid, there was no Honey Nut Cheerios.
Just the standard yellow box Cheerio.
This is it, man. And we never got those.
Terrible shit, too.
Well,
the Honey Nut Cheerio is the ultimate Cheerio. The Superior.
No, I find the multigrain
to
be the best.
Yeah, we never got into like Tricks and Lucky Charms and shit. Like, I do remember being excited when they first put out the Reese Puffs cereal. Like that should be right in my. And it sucked.
Yeah.
Like my mom let me get it one time and I was like, this is terrible.
Okay, and this is something that'll speak to all listeners of any, you know, age, generation. You've spent a pile of time at cottages or camping.
Yeah.
Right? When you used to go. Oh, yeah. And then you get the packs of the little boxes.
Yeah, like six packs.
And you'd have to, you'd take a knife and you'd cut the little sides and then the middle out and it would flap open. Do you know what I'm talking
about? Fucking show.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do, absolutely. They had these little boxes.
Okay, but there would be the one that would have your corn flakes in it and your Rice Krispies.
Frosted Flakes.
Nope, a raisin, like maybe a bran flakes.
Yeah, okay.
And then you'd be like, oh, that's the crappy one. And then there'd be the other one that would have...
It's like Halloween.
That would have the corn pops. It would have the Frosted Flakes. It would have the...
Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops. Thank you very much.
Love some Fruit
Maybe
Loops.
Maybe some Sugar Smacks. Hey, okay, we'd occasionally get puffed weed as well.
I don't even...
That's Sugar Smacks without the sugar.
Boo!
It's just these little puffed up things, and they just get waterlogged, and they look like bloated roaches.
I remember because we used to boat up and down the Trent Severn, so obviously those fit quite nicely in a under a seat or whatever.
Of course.
And it was a thing. I don't remember them being quite. Maybe it was just different by the time but mixed the same way because it was a big race. Like when we would get up, someone would get the Frosted Flakes, someone would get the Fruit Loops, and you would be left with the Corn Flakes if you're the last to have breakfast. Well, right? And you're like, fuck this, right?
Yeah. Like,
I just won't eat.
Yeah, see, to me, the one with the most allure was the corn pops. That just those golden balls.
Yeah, I don't remember corn pops. Like, I know we had them around from time, but I don't remember.
When you got that treasured set,
like
right? But to me, it was, Sugar Smacks, Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops,
right.
and the corn pops. That was the sort of the sweet set. Then there was the other cheap-ass one. You're like, corn flakes.
Well, like I said, it reminds me of Halloween when there's multiple boxes of the mixed. And this is one that's like coffee crisp and like.
Shut the hell up, man. I go in for a coffee crisp.
No, you want the good one with the Snickers and the Mars and the Reese singles. That's the good one, man.
Yeah, well, I would agree. I would agree. But you're talking about the one that has the crispy crunch, coffee like crisp,
yeah.
And the little Hershey.
Like four different kinds of Hershey, whatever, right? Jersey milk or...
And cookies and cream. Keep that shit to yourself.
Cookies and cream kind of sucks.
It for sure it does.
Yeah. I mean, I'll still eat it.
only surpassed by the fruit and nut bar.
Right. Boo.
Get out of here with that fruit and nut bar. Fruit on
it's
one
Halloween.
Side, nuts in the middle, and chocolate over there. Should they mix. Maybe the nuts and the chocolate.
Sure.
Keep your dried fruit to yourself.
Especially on Halloween.
Jackass.
Your house is getting egged.
Yeah. Well, toilet paper.
Whatever, man.
Used.
You're getting vandal. Not surprised.
How is that sticking to
child
the wind?
Rob was walking around with used toilet paper. The streets of Lakefield or wherever the fuck.
Yeah, Regina. could have been anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, southeast Ottawa.
I wanted to run something past you. Where do you stand on tipping-wise? You go to a bar, a restaurant, or whatever, and an establishment is clearly understaffed. So the waitress who's running around grabbing beers for 400 people, trying to get everybody's meals and bills and whatever straight, and she should clearly have some fucking help. But you're still being held up by the fact that...
Okay, you said the key thing there is I'm being held up.
Yep.
I'm not tipping as generously as...
Yeah, because you're frustrated.
I want my beer, man. If she's hustling it and I'm still getting my beer despite her being heavily worked...
Right.
Or him.
Yep.
Yeah, then I'm tipping very generously.
So, the other night, I was at lacrosse. Not the sport. It's above the standard there on Elgin Street. And I don't mind. The food's pretty good. They usually have an okay selection of beer. But it was like 24 degrees and every patio along Elgin Street was packed. And there was some disagreement at our table about how much she was trying to overcome her.
Okay.
Whether or not she was hustling as much as she could
be. Was there some ladies at your table saying, she's not working hard enough?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
which I was the one with the empty drink. The wine was still. But.
You know what I find
we
works
were really,
best?
Go ahead. Yeah.
You take your empty glass and you put it upside down on top of your head and you just hold it there. That gets attention like nobody's business.
They love that.
They do.
And I kind of said at some point, like in the winter, you can do that passive aggressive shit where you start putting on your coat and whatever. They start to take notice that you haven't paid yet and you're getting ready to leave, right? In the summer, you can kind of.
Okay. Take my idea. Either that or hold it straight up in the air.
Right.
And then you can whistle too. So, or go,
garçon.
Empty pine glass about 4 feet in the air. Hey.
Yeah. I just wonder how much of that should be reflected on her, her tip.
Well, clearly, I think if I'm not getting watered, I'm not happy.
Yeah. And that the first time, like, she came around, gave us all our drinks when we first got there. The second time, came around, took our drink order, and then didn't bring our drinks, like, at all. And then after, when dinner was coming, she's like, oh, you guys wanted one. Yeah, the three of us been sitting here empty. And then at the end, it took a while to get your bill, and now you're done, and your drink's empty, and now you're really, you know.
Yeah, I think my tip reflects poor service.
Yeah, but it'd be nice if there was, like, an option on the machine, right, that said...
I'd tip more if the service was better.
Yeah, well, just after you, if it sees you tipped 5%, a little screen that comes up and goes, okay, how come?
You know that option does still exist. It's your mouth.
Yep, no, but you're saying it to the person who has actively been screwed over and is probably getting shitty tips all night. Because
right, but you have dissenting opinions at your table as to
true.
Who's getting shafted. I'm getting shafted because my drink is empty.
So I went and looked, and I can't find them on Twitter because I'm an active Twitterite. Twitterer.
We know that about Twitter, you.
Yeah. And that would be the kind of place where I would kind of post, right? So the management, so whoever is running that Twitter account knows food was fine. Service was okay. You left us sitting there by not staffing it up. So you can still pass on.
There's another avenue to get to them.
But I don't care enough to phone back the next day and ask for a manager. Well, I'm not doing that.
because it's easier to pinch off a tweet.
Yeah, it is. And hey, it's fresh of mind. You know, you're sitting there an hour later back at home or whatever's going on. So anyway, the food, pretty good. Service, not so great.
Yeah, if she's busting a hump, or he's, whoever the server. Whoever the server is, if I got a couple rounds in and they've done their best.
Yep.
Spotty on the third one, right? And comes out and says, oh, you know, I get it, right? Order two drinks. I'll take whatever I'm ordering, I'll take two of.
Well, that's why, like, you know, my move has always been get the bill with the last one. I'm not sitting here at the end now that I'm done and dry.
I know you are a staunch, I need to be paid up and then finishing and then leaving.
Yep. I'm not going to sit here with an empty glass and then wait for you to go get the bill and then
That's prime drinking time, baby.
And then go get the machine and then come back. And then go, no, that happens on your time. That's whatever.
Well, it's all your time. You're just not filling your gaping maw with with something delightful.
I don't want to sit. There was an old Seinfeld thing. I don't remember if it was on the show or one of his stand-ups. He's like, it always seems so strange to me that they bring you the bill at the end of the meal. I'm like, why would I buy food now? I'm not hungry. Like, I just ate. Why would I buy food at this point?
Stupid.
Nah. You were never as big of a Seinfeld guy as me, I guess.
I like the show.
Yeah.
I don't care much for his stand-up.
Yeah.
Well, but...
Is it because it's clean?
No. No. I think his sense of humor was sort of revolutionary in the 90s, right? It was sort of...
Just pointing out the little foibles of the world.
Yeah. And you're like, yeah, it's true.
Airplane food does suck.
Yeah.
Why are the peanuts so hard to open? Well, why is there a razor slot in the bathroom?
Yeah.
They're fair questions.
The bathrooms, yeah. Who's doing any of that stuff in the bathroom?
Shaving on the plane. Speaking of...
Because I'm judging you on the plane if you're in there that long.
Yeah.
I'm sure your feet are braced up against the door if you've been in there that long.
Having a little turbulence of your own.
Yes, and you've had a bad go at the Chili's inside the airport. Yeah, exactly. Oh, I should have went away from that.
Did you have any thoughts on the, speaking of airlines, as I segue us away?
I knew, I saw what you did there, and I was pseudo-impressed.
Sounds like it. That was okay.
Yeah, I'm very pleased with this.
Apparently, WestJet asked a bunch of their frequent flyers to record flight attendants.
Upskirts.
I don't have to ask people to do that.
Is that a thing?
And it sounded like it wasn't just like take video and send it. The video, it had like its own app.
Yeah, where they wanted you to post stuff.
Yeah, which I I absolutely get it that people should have a right to know when they're being recorded. But
for
in 2018,
sure.
You don't really have that right. You're
okay.
When I walk around in a public place now, I just assume I'm always on someone's camera, whether it's a cell phone or a security camera or a whatever, right?
Does that not make you want to say, hey, people, look around, go, get a fucking life.
A little bit.
Like you're just, well, you're filming me or this spot in the airport waiting for something to happen.
Yeah.
I got better shit to do.
I got to hit the Chili's.
This is it. Tool shed beer on tap at the Chili's. That's at the Calgary International.
I do think I absolutely get why their union was opposed to.
It's not even their union.
Did I read that wrong?
Yeah. So
I do that.
Yeah. It's CUPE and whatever the number affiliation has a union. They are the union of choice at Air Canada.
Okay.
They are trying to get in at WestJet.
Okay.
And so they're the ones who are opening up. Now, it was a WestJet thing.
Yes.
But yeah, CUPE is not is the WestJet, I think, are ununionized.
Yeah, because they're all owners now that I.
Yeah, see, that's the one way around it. See, the thing is, you're right. You can assume that you're always being videotaped or photoed or whatever's happening. But to have a company do it in a formal way.
Tell your customers to record your employees.
I think that is not kosher.
Yeah.
If I can assume, yeah, that somebody at the back of the plane is, while I'm adjusting my brassiere. Somebody's got that on there.
Someone's got to follow you back at that point. Like, I always just pictured it as more
I'm at the front trying to get the guy his red eye or whatever that is.
I assumed it was more like, hey, as they're coming around and bringing the drink cart and the snack cart or whatever, fire up this, you know. I don't think you're following them to the
hot dog.
Hot dogs. I was excited on our flight to Calgary to find out they had pizza on the menu. And then they got back and I was like, can I have the pizza? And they're like, no, we don't.
Well, see, you were in row 24. I was in row 12.
Did you get the pizza?
Three of them.
I got all the pizzas.
Loving it.
And actually, he bought them and then asked them to throw them. Just before you get to that last row.
Yeah, take them back. Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was
they
in
were
the
nice.
Second last
row. It was nice. Them. Fluffy crust. Pretty good, man.
I had no idea they were serving pizza on a plane, man.
You could smell it from a mile away.
Well, I was a mile away.
Yep. Oh, look at that. It's tapping me on the shoulder. Hello, friends. Not for you, big fella. Not for you.
Guess I'll just have the Pringles, please. It's like a fucking Via train up here.
Yep.
It was a weird story to me to think that it... Did you ever watch that show, Undercover Boss?
Yeah.
I saw a couple episodes of it. Is it really any different? I mean, in that instance, the boss is going to work, but he's letting this camera company come into his... business. This is the same thing, only you've deputized your employees to do it.
Those employees, though, know that they're being filmed.
Yeah.
They're part of a work documentary.
They don't have a choice to not be filmed.
Like I'm sure they can say, yeah, I'm not doing that.
Well, they can say, I quit. That's the choice.
Hey, stuff it. Yeah. Okay. Either way, whatever your take on that is, they have consented to be in this. And you know you're being filmed.
Yep.
So at that point, you're not cutting corners and doing a bunch of other shit.
No. And you'd really like airline staff to not cut corners.
Yeah, because I'd hate for a propeller to blast through the window.
It'd be sucked half out.
Thank you.
I didn't even get my pizza.
See, I think that's perfect now. I think that tragedy plus time equals humor.
Clearly. How much time? A week and a half.
Well, that's what I said to you. I said, clearly, I think that's fine now.
All right.
2 days later, not cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I get that. Yeah, I don't know. It was a weird story just to...
The airline used to be... Flying used to be classy and...
You almost dressed up to go and do it.
And now it's like, oh my God.
Stuff all
take your bag with you.
Cattle.
Yes. Stuffed in there.
Yeah.
We'll be landing soon. 4 hours. It's okay. You can hold it. I'm a grown adult. You can't talk to me like that. Why is there only two bathrooms on this flight with 400 people on it?
Sir, you're making a scene.
Yeah, goddamn right I am, because I'm going to pee my pants.
Well, then let us just tase you to the ground.
Yes. All right. Clearly I'm on Delta.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm killing a little time here because I didn't bring my phone in and the third story escapes me.
Yeah, no problems. It's because, you know what, in my spare time, I'm a freelance gynecologist.
Right.
Don't believe him.
The key there, ladies and gentlemen, is freelance.
One of those things you just do part-time without the proper certification.
I like the guy.
Like fixing your fence.
This is exactly your, no, or electricity at home. Don't go to see somebody named Mo.
If someone tells you that your gynecology appointment is going to cost $1,350 and someone else tells you, I'll do it for $600, don't go.
Is it the I'll do it? Because the second guy didn't even know.
The second guy is wearing garden gloves instead of medical.
No, whatever. Exactly. Well, he's not wearing any gloves, right. And he's licking his lips. I'm quite disconcerted by that.
His lips, right?
That's yep. What we're thinking. It's the start.
Yeah. That's
how you keep him from getting chapped. Well, that's actually Whoops. How they get yeah. chapped. So quit licking him.
A couple of Dr. Dre's.
Yes, D-R-E and D-R-A-I. Actual medical doctor.
I envision a future intro to this show, like starring Rob Christie, and then that actual medical doctor.
Not just on TV, ladies and gentlemen, in real life too.
Were you surprised to see who initiate, after reading the headline, were you surprised to see which side of this initiated the...
Yeah.
The legal dispute?
Yeah, I was. That it's the executive rap star, hip-hop producer,
hey,
Dr. Dre.
Captain Gyno, which would be way better than Dr. Dre.
Yes.
Captain Gyno, show titled.
You sure you don't want to go with mud flaps?
Well, it didn't come up organically. It's out there now.
All right.
So apparently... Dr. Dre.
How about Sausage Wallet?
50-year-old rapper. And Sausage Wallet Inspector Dr. Dre in Pennsylvania, I think it was.
I don't know.
A legit gynecologist. Well, this is off the rails. So if you want to read it, it's at facebook.com/talkinaudio.
Top 20 things you didn't know about your
you
vagina.
Might not know about your vagina.
What? There's 20 things?
20 things you didn't know, not just 20.
I didn't even know I had a vagina. I'm not reading that book.
Number 20. You have. Yeah. No, it's apparently this doctor wanted to start selling like audiobooks and educational materials.
He does seminars.
And he's an actual doctor and is going on by Dr. Dre. Rapper Dr. Dre decided to kind of crimping my style here, and I'd really like to own that name myself. Shockingly, the courts decided that people were unlikely to be confused by buying an audiobook about gynecology and thinking it was by this rapper, and so the case is thrown out. But this is another one of those, like we talked a couple weeks ago about that rich couple tying up three different nations' legal systems to fight over a golf cart. Here is a gynecologist and a rapper tying up the legal system to decide who should own.
Yeah, somebody's going to charge you $15,000 for a seminar. Get on with it. Get on. Like, and his full name is like Draylon.
Dreisaitl.
Yes.
Yeah. Awesome.
Go with Dr. Draylon then, or whatever your name is, Drayman or...
This is where they kind of lost me a little bit. This doctor knows what he's doing by wanting to go by that name and then gets to wash his hands of it a little, which he should do before most and after most appointments.
For sure.
But no, I'm a different Dr. Dre, and I'm not trying to tie it to, of course he
well,
is
who's
a
going into
bit.
Who's going into the doctor, their gynecologist, saying, I'm going to check out, see Dr. Dre today.
Maybe in 1994.
Yeah, but that's it. You're not
going to confuse these things. But
it's actually, that's his first name.
Right.
His last name is Birch, I think.
forgot about Birch.
B-U-R-C-H, I believe.
Yeah.
No one says, I'm going to go and see Dr. Dre. I'm going to see Dr. Birch.
Right.
I have a small procedure.
There's something stuck up there. It's the 1994 Dr. Dre album.
Yes, exactly.
No, it just seems like another ridiculous... But I do think if I'm the rapper, Dr. Dre, I get it.
Oh.
Terrible. Okay. Right. I get it. This guy is trying to, maybe with a little wink and a nod.
Hey, see what I'm doing there?
Right. And then when it comes legally time, there's not enough there. You know, that's not what I'm going for, right?
That's me, man.
Yeah. I don't know. It just seemed like kind of a stupid fucking stuff.
And it's one of those things. And it's been going on for 3 years.
Yeah, it might even be longer than that.
I think it said brought to courts in 2015.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know, man. Just another one of those stupid things. Like I said, you can find it. We'll post it in all the usual places. But
you'll love it. And just so you people know, like Dr. McGillicuddy, Dr. Dre, not an actual medical doctor either.
The fuck's Dr. McGillicuddy?
Schnapps.
Dr.
Your peach schnapps, all those sorts of...
Schnapps.
Oh, schnapp.
I'll schnapp it on over here.
So that's, yes. Yeah. Not a real medical doctor, just so you know.
That's worth knowing.
Okay.
You know TCA turns 3 years old next week.
Who's TCA?
Oh. It's going to start wiping its own ass here real soon.
Oh, I doubt it.
For sure.
No offspring.
Way too much.
No offspring of this is ever going to be fully functional and doing its own business at three. One of those kids. Wipe my ass at eight. That's the sound they make, dude, because you're like, I can't be bothered.
Just decided in that same new show opening. Actual medical doctor is going to be replaced. Rob Christie.
All right, it's been said.
Whatever. I don't know what we're going to do yet, but maybe we'll try and maybe we'll phone around, phone some of our friends, some of our TCA friends.
I think we should spend the 3-year anniversary in Tahiti.
Well, let me check with our TCA accountant.
No way!
Just hysterical laughter. You can't spend it at the Montanas across the street.
That's exactly right. You can split a pound of wings, the two of you. How about that?
No, that's going to go.
Okay. There's no perks, ladies and gentlemen. This is it.
That's Audio Whiplash.
See ya!
Well, this one's empty. For more, visit tallcanaudio.com or find us on Twitter and Facebook at tallcanaudio.